This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's find out what the Plastic Man is doing on a very windy spring morning. Captain Ryan Lambert joins us now. Captain Lambert, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing well. Came home last night to go meet some family in town. We've got 7 boats running in this mess this morning. It's the fishing has been off the charts, though. I mean, it's so good, even with all this wind. We've just been whacking them. So, I don't know. The river's going to come to 13 foot this week and drop 2 foot next week. So, it's all good. I can't complain. It's been windy, but I tell you what, it's the fish are biting.
Is it reds and trout or both?
Well, yesterday was trout too. You know, if it blows right in on us for a few days like it's going to do today, we could catch a few trout, but the reds are great, sheepheads, black drum, all that. And then as soon as the wind switches back out to south, bang, we could catch the trout. So it's just play it by the wind and the fronts. But, you know, they got this front that came in last night, got another one coming in tonight. So I'll be back on the water Tuesday and Wednesday myself. So I'm hoping it'll settle down a little bit. I know, and the bull reds too. Oh my gosh. Cody got on a point the other day and I think he caught 30 something bull reds just sitting there in an hour. I mean, just one after another, after another. And I pulled up on the next point and a young man catch one about 40 pounds, just a monster. It was unbelievable. We had a good time.
Man, so, that does. Now, what are you doing? Are you going on the west side with this north wind, or are you sticking on the east side and just trying to tuck those up?
But, you know, there's no protection on the west side and the north, so we go on the east side, you know, and everybody and their brother's over there with us right now, but that's okay. You know, it's when they find out they're biting that good, that everybody comes from everywhere, but, you know, it is what it is. I like to go on the west side, as you know, but it's been way too windy to go over there. You know, I got a few spots I could hide, but, you know, I got to have the right kind of fisherman to do that. So it's, you know, we're just going on the east side with all that old river water, and we're still just crushing them.
You know, what's the condition of that launch there on the river? I hadn't been over there with you in a while.
It's still full
of holes. And
yeah, you need a cervical collar just to get up the levee. And then once you get there, you're back down in the water before you get to the launch. It's a mess. Yeah,
you know,
13 foot of water will be in the parking lot.
All the fishing that Plaquemines Parish is famous for, and they don't have, that, to my knowledge, a decent one public launch that's decent.
Oh, no. And it's not going to happen. You know, it's just too much politics involved. Yeah, they got the money to build one. You know where they built it? In Belchase.
that's a little far run.
Yeah, you know, like they got everybody launches up there. Come on, guys. You know, it's just, I guess the marinas put pressure on them. They don't want a public launch. But it's a shame because, you know, you go to anywhere else, they got these 5 back down beautiful launches and parking lot. Anywhere in the world.
Go up to North Louisiana and look at places in the state parks and public properties.
Florida, North Louisiana, Texas, and you go to the number one fishery in North America and you say, oh, my God, I ain't putting my boat in there. I got guys come in and say, I ain't backing in that. I said, come on, guys, we go fishing, what? So it is what it is, but, you know, we got fish, so. The trout, you know, nice trout, too. It's going to be good. In Venice, they got some in Venice, too. The boys down there have been catching some when it gets right. But even at 13 foot, which is pretty good. Yeah, next month, those big girls will come rolling through. I love fishing April. And I'm not getting my knee done anymore. Doctor said I wasn't ready. So, yeah, he said, he asked me a few questions, and I answered him. He said, you're not ready. I said, okay, so I'll just lose 50 pounds and work out every day and do what I got to do.
Well,
he said, people die from this operation. If you don't need it, we're not doing it.
Well, I'm glad you don't need it, let me tell you, because I got one, had it done several years ago, and luckily I didn't die. I'm still around.
Yeah, well, it's one or two out of 1,000, but still, I can win that lottery.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you? Y'all have Noli Hase over in Mexico. It's a paradise.
Noli Hase, yeah.
Is any of this bad publicity about what's going on in Mexico affecting that? Are people afraid to go down there?
Oh, no, no. You got to look at what went on there, you know, who it was and what they were doing down there. And it's, you know, and actually they held those guys that did it accountable, too. I mean, the cartels, police, all that, they didn't want that bad publicity. But I got people calling me, don't worry, we're still coming. So, yeah, I've got, golly, I don't know, I got like six duck trips. I'm going to be booked solid on my ducks at all I can bring. I probably could bring another dove trip in the early hunt. But, yeah, you know, we see all those guys, and they got their radios on, and they say, okay, they're coming through. But they want us there, so it's fine, you know. They don't have guns. They just have radios, you know. And I guess they, you know, just like police, they know everything that goes on. And when bad characters come through, they got to do it, you know.
They deal with it.
Yeah, so – You know, you come from all over the place, and for nefarious reasons, you're going to find trouble if you look for it.
I just got a text message in. This, I guess, is for you. I want to know if anybody's still fishing over there near Fort St. Philip, across the river from you in the bayou. What kind of condition is that fort in? Have you been by there lately?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What a shame
is
to let that place deteriorate.
I tried to buy it. It was up for sale, and I tried to buy it 2 months ago, and and I didn't. They gave it to some other guys. But, yeah, I tried to buy the thing so, you know, to not let it go to waste. And there was great hunting grounds around it, too. So, but I failed. But it's in disarray. It's subsiding. And it's got water in the middle of it now. But the wall is still as flat as it can be from the 1700s. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. They used to build things.
That cement has held up.
Yeah. They built things back then.
There's
all
a lot
the storms and the tides. Yeah, there's all kinds of
that's
stuff
in there.
That's
a pretty snaky place, though. There's a lot of snakes around there. But, you know, it never bothered me. I always used to like to go look at it. But the fishing there right now is not good right there, because the secret to fishing in and around diversion is you see which way the wind's going to blow. And it doesn't take but a day or two of the wind blowing a certain way, and it moves the water. The water, even though the water is very, very you know, muddy from the river, in a day or so, it turns that and puts it a certain way. And when the tide comes up, all that beautiful water comes right under it. And you have to learn how to do that. But, you know, we fish right in them. I mean, specks, reds, every kind of fish you can imagine is in that water. Flounders, black drum, sheepheads, croakers, you name it. And they all still right there by that diversion. That thing's flowing right there. We're probably flowing right where we fish, we're probably flowing almost 300,000 cubic feet per second.
Yeah.
Mid-barrier tear is going to be 75,000. So that's a minuscule amount of water compared to what we fish in. So I can't wait to see how
people
the fishing
just need to, they need
gets
to figure
better.
Out how to deal with, you know, fishing around.
And you do.
And obviously
yeah,
you've done it.
Oh, yeah. We adapt and it's nothing to it. I mean, when you run your boat through that water, that dirty river water, you'll see the green water come from underneath from your prop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Mother Nature is amazing. That's all I can say. And in building land, I ran aground the other day in a spot where I said, oh, my God, a sandbar built right here. That's great. You know, everybody else is probably accustomed, but I think it's great that we get to get land starting to come back.
Well, I'm
you know,
glad
that's
to fish
another thing for –
I'm glad you got some good fishing going on down there. Y'all be careful with this wind, and we'll try to catch up with you next week. Give us that telephone number if somebody wants to give you a call.
They can call me at 504-559-5111.
You might get some people want a tour trip over there at Fort St. Philip. It's a historic site, and it's only accessible by boat, so you might be the guy to do that.
Yep, we do it. Now the new owners don't want anybody over there, but other than that, you know.
Well, you can check it out from a distance.
Year.
All right, my friend. Yes, we'll see you next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you, buddy.
All right. That's the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lamb.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.